You.
Okay. Well, to begin with, for identification purposes, if you would give me your name and your title, and then we'll go from there.
Sure. Drew Showalter, Corn Portfolio Lead at Syngenta. I lead our traits team, our technical product team, and our corn product managers that work with our branded business.
Okay. Drew, when farmers are shopping, selecting traits that they are going to use, sometimes it's a little confusing. You have made some changes to help out with that.
We have, yeah, in an attempt to address what you just described there. We're constantly innovating at Syngenta, an industry leader in corn traits. And while our R&D team is busy at work to deliver new insect protection traits for our farmers, we've been busy creating a new naming system that helps describe what our traits are in a better fashion, that clearly describes the benefits and is going to help growers make better decisions this fall and help understand what they're planting next spring.
So I'm a farmer and I'm shopping for traits. Tell me how that goes.
Yeah, so what our customers and future customers will experience is moving from a numbering system to a system that is focused on our key traits like Duracade, Viptera, and then the most comprehensive insect stack in the market, which is Duracade Viptera, which provides control over 16 below and above ground pests. Our focus is on those two big traits, Duracade and Viptera, and that elite stack of Duracade Viptera. And we believe the focus on those big brand names is going to help growers understand where do I need to go or what hybrids do I need for rootworm protection, which Duracade provides two unique modes of action for, and what hybrids do I need to gravitate towards if I'm looking for the best above ground protection, which is what Viptera provides. Viptera is the only trait in the industry that is providing control over western bean cutworm, corn earworm, and a multitude of other above ground pests that growers need and expect now. And our new naming system helps growers better understand what they're getting.
So I'm a farmer coming in to visit this exhibit at the Farm Progress Show. What do you want me to walk away from here knowing? What knowledge, information do you want me to take back to my farm?
Yeah, I think from a Syngenta traits standpoint is we've got a multitude of offers for you, and we've tried to simplify our offers so that when you're having that discussion with your seed advisor or your retailer about what traits do I need for my farm, you're going to have offers that clearly convey what you need. Hey, if I need rootworm, it clearly states on the hybrid, this is a Duracade hybrid for rootworm protection. If I got to have that above ground protection, I know that I need Viptera, and you're going to clearly see Viptera in our offer. But I think the other thing that I would like our growers to know is we are constantly innovating, constantly investing. We've got a world-class team at our Syngenta Biotech Institute in Raleigh, North Carolina, who are focused on delivering new insect protection, new yield protection traits for our customers. It started back with Mary Dell Chilton at the dawn of biotech. It continues on today with traits like Duracade Viptera. And our team is focused on delivering new novel technology in the rootworm space, in the above ground space, and in the herbicide space to deliver resistance breaking technologies. And I want to make sure that our customers clearly understand that we are looking out for them and looking to provide them new technology that offers them real choice.
Every year, farmers are coming in to learn about new innovation and changes and things that are happening. New things are happening and changing out in their farm fields across the Midwest as well. So as you take out that crystal ball and look 5-10 years down the road, what do you see?
Yeah, you know, what's changing is still a little bit of what old is new. Was just having some discussions with my crop protection colleagues from Syngenta who were stating the adult beetle pressure from rootworm is like what we experienced pre-biotech traits. So what's new for many of the younger generation is experiencing the pest pressure that maybe they haven't experienced over the last 5 to 10 years. What's new is above ground pressure for many of our customers that's different than what they've experienced over the last 5 years. What's new is you know, soybeans coming in and growers really thinking about what trait do I need and how do I want to defend against crops that I may not be thinking I need because I've got a crop rotation, but variants, whether it's Western or Northern, still provide a problem. So it's old problems that continue to present themselves in a new way because we've got maybe a new grower that maybe hasn't experienced some of the challenges, or crops coming in that in, you know, historic corn on corn environments are going to make growers think differently about their decisions in 2023.
Okay. Anything else? I know we've jumped around a little bit, but anything else that you would like for our listeners to hear from you?
Yeah, I think the growing season that we've experienced this year has made growers really consider what do I need for my farm. Lots of drought throughout the upper Midwest and throughout the broader Corn Belt. We've got a lot of reports from our sales team and agronomy teams that our artesian hybrids are performing really well in the marketplace. Today our artesian hybrids are combined with, you know, industry leading traits like Duracade Viptera and an elite germplasm that can deliver yield, not just in those drought prone areas and tough soils, but they're delivering yield in high yield environments and well. And we're seeing artesian hybrids perform really, really well in high yield environments, in stress environments, where growers have faced more drought pressure than maybe they have over the past handful of years. And I would certainly encourage growers to consider some artesian hybrids for their operation in 2023, combined with our industry-leading insect traits.
Perfect. I appreciate that.
Of course.
It was nice to visit with you.
Nice
I'm
going to
ask Jill to take a picture.